Also, Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, the Tusculum area, and Murfreesboro. And speaking of Murfreesboro, don't forget, they're working to expand their operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall. And once completed later this summer, they'll have most of the attractions that Hendersonville offers. For updates, you can like the Strike and Spare Murfreesboro Facebook account. Also, for information on all the locations, go online to strikeandspare.com. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Chance right now to talk some NFL and more. Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, hope you had a nice weekend, and as always, welcome back.
It was great, my man. Hope the same for you, buddy.
Today, and this is, you know, we see this throughout the league, and this may be just the start of what we'll be seeing throughout the football season as far as the NFL is concerned. Today, the Tennessee Titans placed outside linebacker Josh Smith on reserve, COVID-19. And by being on this list, it doesn't mean you tested positive for COVID-19. It just means that, you're talking about your quarantine after being maybe either too close as far as in contact with an infected person. So either way, he's on this list. We're getting all the news. It looks like right now Pac-12, Big Ten leaning in the direction of not playing college football in the fall. No official word yet out of either conferences, although that's kind of anticipated happening tomorrow. Zach and I were talking about this earlier this hour. It kind of reminds me, with what happened with the Big Ten, it's almost like the writing was on the wall and somebody kind of leaked it out that they're leaning about not having football in the fall, because all indications there's not been an official vote yet.
Yeah. So, you know, first off with Josh Smith, the linebacker, right? So these are going to happen. It's going to happen for the Titans. It's going to happen across the league. You know, what you really want to look for is, you know, first off, the amount that they're happening and when, right? So, you know, you would hope that you can kind of knock this out, you know, at least during the training camp time, right? Because if you're getting, you know, positives that pop up and pop up and pop up during the season, you could seriously have an issue. What is it that the team does, you know, when they have one of these, and how does it affect, you know, the next round of testing? You know, so you, like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean that the player has tested positive for it. You know, he could have just been around someone, you know, that had it. So, again, it all comes down to, okay, well, you know, we're the team, we found out. Now what do we do about it? And you just hope that, again, you can knock all this stuff out. And then, you know, yeah, I mean, in terms of college football, I'm interested to watch what happens, because I think that everything we saw yesterday, it seemed like, you know, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, I'm pretty sure that they were going to announce, you know, that they were done and every conference was going to follow suit. Well, the SEC didn't say a word. The ACC didn't say a word. We don't know about the Big 12. So, you know, it seems like we might have a pause from the Big Ten, at least on canceling, because, again, it doesn't seem like everyone's following suit, at least, you know, as of right now.
Why is it just me? Every time Jim Harbaugh speaks these days, and maybe it's because, you know, all the talk, like the Toby Keith song, little less talk, a lot more action. If you're a fan of Michigan, you'd rather see that on the field instead of hearing your coach talk. He reminds me of Charlie Brown. Remember in Charlie Brown, you know, adults did not ever speak in Charlie Brown. It was always the wah, 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 wah. So teachers, authoritative, you know, individuals were always the wah, 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 wah. Every time I hear Jim Harbaugh try to talk about something that he feels like he has knowledge over, I hear the wah, 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 wah. Am I just wrong there or what?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, I think part of it certainly is, you know, the not living up to, you know, expectations. If, you know, he would have came in and Michigan immediately, you know, Michigan basically it was Ohio State, right? Like, if they came in and just took over, that would be one thing. But, you know, they haven't. And then, two, like, you pretty much know exactly what he's going to say without even having to hear it. Like, we know that Jim Harbaugh is all for football. We got it. Like, I don't think that Harbaugh's going to come with any other take other than, you know, we want to play football. So, I mean, we kind of get it, you know. And then hearing him talk, you know, testing and numbers and all that. Like, I'm not saying he's wrong. Like, his, what he put in that statement, I agree with. But it's just him that you just really don't want to hear, you know, hear it from. You bring up a great question, because I don't think that we would treat every coach this way. But for some reason with him, you know, you're just like, all right, man, I got it. Like, please stop. I got you. It's odd. That's an excellent observation by you, because that's exactly how I think everybody's going to feel about it.
Earlier today, the mom of an Indiana football player, he plays for the Hoosiers. He is the epitome of perfect health, you know, 3 weeks ago, until he, you know, attracted COVID-19. He's battling health issues, been in the ER for 2 weeks. He's experiencing all kinds of complications with his lungs. And his mom basically turned to Facebook, and this time when you got everybody doing the hashtag, we want to play, it's like we go back to the time where we had to protect the players from themselves with the concussion issues. You know, it's not just also the 18 to 22-year-olds we're dealing with. We're talking about 70-plus support staff members, coaching staff, medical staff, you name it. And I use the term because you know as well as I do, football coaches, high school level, college, the pros, they love to use the war terms, right? Love talking about going into battle and all that. Well, one of the things about going into battle is not leaving a man behind, right? And so with that thinking and that process, I mean, what if this individual, Brady Feeney, who I'm referring to, what happens if he does not survive, for example? Or, you know, and I mean, that's the worst case. But right now, it looks like the issues that he's talking about and that he's going through and experiencing now with the lung issues, I mean, what's the magic number? I mean, it's easy for us. I love college football. There's no second to me as far as anything close to what college football means to me as far from a sports perspective. But it's not worth losing anyone's life over.
No, and let me say this. The magic number is one. One. If one college football player, and I'm just going to say player, because I think that we would treat the student-athlete a little bit different than we would say a coach. And I'm not saying that they're different. They're all human beings. I'm just saying if we lose a student, a non-professional, non-paid person, then you can wipe college football off the map, because the lawsuits that are going to come from this are going to be devastating. It's going to devastate that school. It's going to devastate that program. There's a good chance that program is connected to a state in that region, and it's going to devastate that. And I'm just saying that's how it's going to go. That's why we're seeing, you know, schools and leagues that want to cancel. I know that there's a lot of things out there in terms of money, in terms of players organizing, et cetera. It's legal liability, because they know that if one thing happens, and we're just talking about in the now, right now, we have no idea what, you know, the lasting effects of this virus are. And kids, you know, I'm not preaching, you know, how dangerous it is per se. I'm not being negative about it, but someone has to think about these things, because again, the magic number is one. And if there's one lawsuit that comes through, you can wipe all of this off the map. What SEC school has a player die? It's over. It's all over. College football will be done after that, because it will be devastating across all sports.
I go back to what the SEC did, you know, a couple of weeks back when they made the decision to start the year, you know, putting it so far out there into September, which buys them time. It also gives them the opportunity to see what was happening, like in Major League Baseball, the NFL as well. It was a smart decision. And I look at what the Big Ten did with their first year commissioner and Kevin Warren, and where they wanted to, and you can pretend that it was something other than this. I don't believe that's the case. It was somebody who wanted to send their mark that we are leaders, we're not followers, we're not second best to the SEC. And so because of it, they said, okay, we're football conference only in the fall. And oh, by the way, the fourth paragraph down, if there's football in the fall. But that's when that announcement made, and the very next day, or later that day, actually, when Ohio State had to call off their voluntary workouts because of COVID-19. But they start this season, wanted to kick it off Labor Day weekend. They back themselves in a corner, and now here they are, you know, with the fact that it's just around the corner as far as football based on the Big Ten, and they've left them no wiggle room.
No wiggle room, like none at all. And, you know, again, I'm not going to blame, you know, we're not putting all the blame on schools or administrators or anybody, because football is just different. You can't really, you know, bubble it per se like the NBA, like the NHL. I mean, it's just different. But the hard part in what we talked about the last couple weeks, and this is, you know, with college football, with the NFL, with MLB, of what we're seeing and have seen already, you're playing Russian roulette, and you just do not know. And it's just, you know, sports are just a microcosm of the country. Look across. Think about people that you know. Think about yourself. Like, if you've had it and you weren't sick at all and didn't, you know, really go through anything, great. Like, that's awesome. And then think about somebody that, you know, coworker or family member or whoever that got it, that was extremely sick. And then someone, you know, that you read about that, you know, almost died or unfortunately did pass away. Like, we do not know how this thing's going to go about. And, you know, for somebody like a new commissioner of the Big Ten or Greg Sankey of the SEC, like, you can be as, you know, cowboy as you want and aggressive as you want, but you are playing a game. You are playing a dangerous game. And if, again, I'm not saying to live in fear, but I'm also saying understand the game that you are playing, because if one player does, unfortunately, you know, pass away or suffer very serious consequences from it, your conference teams are in serious trouble. Your job is done. Your career is done. And you're going to live with that forever. I mean, this is not, you know, week three against, you know, a D2 team. Like, this is something very, very serious. And you had better be sure you know what you're doing. And that's the hard part, is that, unfortunately, none of us know what we're doing. We just have to kind of play it by ear. That's the most difficult part for all of us.
Alan, before we let you go, remind the listeners again what they can expect when they go to sportsline.com.
Yeah, you know, it's weird to talk about sports after a meeting, so, you know, like that. But, I mean, you know, like the NBA, MLB, you know, we are going through those games now. We are getting you prepared for the NFL season, even with college football, college basketball. I mean, we've got information that you want. Go to sportsline.com. Click around, check it out, and you don't have to be a member for parts of it. Go to the news feature, completely free for everybody. Give it a shot. I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, we appreciate you, Alan. Hope you have a great week, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, thank you. That's Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is